Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm Shannon Feltus.
I'm Bonnie Dutch.
And this is
You Are That.
We are two sisters who cannot take a compliment.
But we can take your questions and twist them around to fit our needs.
And answer them as honestly as we feel like. Hey, guess what?
What?
We got questions from our listeners.
I like that.
Like a lot.
Are we going to read them and then also answer them?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm going to ask you some questions and you're going to ask me some questions. It's going to be a different episode.
I think the people deserve to know who the fuck we are and why.
We have some new listeners, which is like always mind blowing for me that new people are like, oh my God, yay. Also, we like them. We're going to keep listening and tell more people. Thank you guys for that.
Well, we're just two stupid fucking sisters.
Yes.
That love the fuck out of all kinds of people. And typically on our podcast, if this is your first time listening, we normally interview other people. And this week's episode, we are interviewing each other based on questions from our listeners and some of our past guests submitted some.
We thought it would be fun to do a little getting to know us situation again.
Yeah.
You asked for it and we're doing it. So it's your fault.
It's your fault.
And you're welcome.
I'm a little nervous.
I'm a little nervous too.
This I'm a little is scared.
Be fun. Usually I pre-read these and this time I was like, you know what? I'm just going to read them as we go and we'll both be delighted and surprised.
Let's fucking see where we sail this ship.
Right. Right into an iceberg.
Well, first things first.
Yes.
If you guys have never listened before and this is your very first episode, I'm Bonnie Dutch.
Right. And I'm Shannon Feltus.
I'm the little sister.
I'm the bigger sister.
And we're real blood related. Same mom, same dad, shared a bed for years.
And when we graduated from sharing a bed, we shared a bedroom for almost ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it makes you pretty tight. It makes for love and warfare and sisterhood. It's pretty tight.
Let's dive on in.
Let's get into it. Do you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
I'd like you to go first.
Okay. Let's, here's an easy one. I like this. Let's start easy. Miss Kelly would like to know, have you ever tried archery?
Yes.
Yeah, same. We probably did it at the same place.
Camp Arrowhead.
Yes!
Yeah.
Ironically, Arrowhead.
Weird.
Archery, Arrowhead.
Weird.
Ooh, didn't think of that till just now. Yeah. Were you good at it?
I really enjoyed archery. I was sturdy, so I had a good center of gravity then and like thick little arms to pull that bow back. I was good at it.
How old were you? I'm picturing you. Like 12?
Stop picturing me. No consent for you visualizing my tiny sturdy
body. I will visualize you anytime I want.
I was third grade, so I was 8 years old.
Yeah. That's cute.
I was really cute.
That's dangerous.
I was very dangerous.
They gave us bows and arrows and we're tiny people.
Yeah.
That's wild.
They also gave me a really nice camera to run around in the woods with. Like, why did they trust me with anything?
I don't know. We did okay, though.
Girl Scouts was dope. They let us do a bunch of shit.
Girl Scouts was the shit. And that's where I did archery for the first time, too. And I liked it. And I felt like Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think most kids would compare it to, like, Robin Hood. But I was like, nah, this is like Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
It was cool.
I liked it a lot. I also think I liked it because it meant I wasn't physically hiking somewhere at that moment, which I wasn't a fan of hiking in third grade. I don't think anyone in third grade's like wakes Let's up go. And is like, what a sunrise. What a great day for a fucking Let's million go hike hour hike.
Saddle Mountain with yeah. our friends.
Oh, over there you can see Dog Mountain. I don't give a fuck about Dog Mountain. Just give me that bow and arrow and let me just stand here.
I think that's still a window into your soul to this day. I think yeah. that still stands.
I hike-ish.
But like, you don't look at a sunrise. You'd probably be like, oh, I'd rather go shoot a bow and arrow.
I'm not going to hike somewhere to view a sunset.
Right.
Because that means I'm walking back in the dark.
Ooh.
You know? Get it together, people. The sun's coming up. Sun's going down. At one point, you're walking in the dark. And that's like...
That needs to be a quote on a sticker. It's real. I mean, that's when all the killers come out.
So. That's science.
It is.
I believe in science.
Samesies. Okay, your turn.
Okay. Melanie wants to know.
Okay.
If you could clone yourself, which of your characteristics would you not want to be in the clone?
I would leave off any kind of procrastination.
Same.
Or laziness.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd use my clone to clean. Like, let's be real. I think we all would. I'd give that clone all the chores and business to do.
Because she'd do them how right. you would do them. Like, up
without
to your standard.
The bad traits. If I could withdraw the bad traits from my clone,
mm-hmm.
I would take away the part of me when I'm cleaning that goes from one room, finds something else to do, gets sidetracked, starts cleaning in that room, finds something else to do. I'll okay. put a towel in a room.
OCD then... without the ADHD.
Yeah. I just think that I am spread too thin mentally. So mm-hmm. like I need the sharp version of me to just let me sit and be a potato for a while and then go yeah. clean my house. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be rad.
I'd still want my clone to be a little bit of a glutton.
Oh, right.
Because I don't want her getting hotter than me. And I also would eliminate any sort of sex drive oh. from her.
How long does she exist?
I don't know.
Forever?
I don't
this
know.
This is a very deep question.
It is.
Like yeah. just for
I don't
a
want her
day.
To get hotter than me and feel sexy.
You're going to be jealous of your own clone?
I would murder that whore.
Right.
I okay. have a problem. I might have trust issues.
Ooh, I would just send mine out. No, I can't send her out to do evil in the world because she's me.
She has your no. fucking DNA.
Dinner.
She has your fingerprints.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I'd eliminate her fingerprints.
I'd create the perfect robot serial killers of herself. Jesus. No, let's just make it for a day so I could just get a bunch done. And then she disappears and just
Real
evaporates.
Give yourself a Jesus week.
Oh, ooh,
you know?
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, let her rest with you and you guys can hang out and party. And
I'll
then,
say my sweet goodbye. We'll get drunk together.
Yeah.
We'll annoy each other with
and
our drunken
behavior.
And
when you wake up that following Monday.
She gone.
She's gone.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm into that. That'd be great. Two moms. Aiden would have like the time of his life annoying both of us. Snacks
like
from two people, please yeah. both. Okay, yeah. No, I like that.
Well, I was picturing more along the lines of like, you and I are able to travel.
Oh.
And...
Leave one of us in our own place?
Yes.
Yes.
Like, we wouldn't even have to tell our significant others if we did it right.
Oh. We would just be in a good mood for a week.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you and I, like, real talk, would mm-hmm. be able to go on more adventures.
Oh,
we
so
could travel
cool.
around more and record guests for the podcast. I'm like that. I'm like, oh, we can work more at our
No, what I love is this is a very good
piece.
Window into our different personalities because you're like long-term projects. How do I make this benefit me long-term? And I'm like, so I've got a day. What do I do? Like, this is short-term and I'm only like looking near future.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I don't know how I would deal with a second me long term. Mm-hmm. I'm a very annoying person. So that would be
fine. Also like picture all the times you have to like drive really far to go just pick something up. You send your driver.
I send my little errand bitch, but she's me.
Yes.
Cool.
She could always be your designated if you wanted to go party real hard.
Mm-hmm. Then she gets all the fun stuff though.
No. She's driving you around.
Oh,
she's
right.
your chauffeur. Stop
okay.
thinking of her like a person and start thinking of all the things that you don't want to be doing but need to get done and then stick her there and then you get all the free time.
I'm even way too empathetic of my own clone.
Yes.
What is wrong with
She's
me?
Never tired.
Oh.
So put it all on her.
Deal.
Yeah. Take away her need for sleep.
Okay.
Her need for food. Her fingerprints.
You're very efficient.
The sluggishness and the procrastination and the any anxiety or fear or FOMO, yeah. The imposter syndrome. Bye. You know, just it's a really confident version of you that needs nothing to survive. And can just go out and like do, like the Energizer Bunny.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I want one.
Yeah, okay. I'm into that. Where do we buy her?
Sign me up.
Yeah, okay. Wow, I love that. Famously Paranoid. That's a really great name, actually.
Tammy.
What's the most immature thing you do?
Currently.
I have some. I think everybody does, but.
Give me some four examples because I am very mature. You can tell by how I say mature.
Something that's carried over from my youth. There's a few chores in my house that, like, I hope that if it's my turn to do them and I am just too busy to do them, somebody else will do them for me. That'd be really great.
See again, clone.
Right. Very good point.
Shit.
I have that weird like school assignment feeling for certain things. When it's dumb, it only affects me. I'm a grown up, but I can't break that habit. It's a weird immature thing.
Yeah, my time management skills aren't very good, but I think that doesn't make me immature. It just makes me like a bad, broken human.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's true. That's probably like...
We both have something that makes us immature that's the same. We both get more physical. We both get more physical than we intend to with our partners and sometimes our friends. We grew up like hitting our friends on the shoulder, like, yes, pal, I'm agreeing with you. And we're very hands-on. We used to be pre-COVID. Maybe we're cured, but we tend to like grab and jostle people often, like in agreement. We'll shake and hug and pick people up. And,
pick people like, up and shake them even.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we pinata our petite friends. It's the hitting in agreement or the slapping. My partner says something like, blah, 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 like fucking with me, immature. Mm-hmm. My go-to is to be like, stop, and like hit the arm or, you know, like it's a side slap. Mm-hmm. And I don't think all people love having their arm like slapped with camaraderie.
You know what is also weird? I don't enjoy it when other people do it to me.
Yeah.
But I can't always keep myself from doing it if I get overly excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it depends on how comfortable we are in the situation is the more slap happy we get.
That's true. Because I think we only do it with our friends. So maybe it just brings us back to feeling like comfortable kids.
Yeah. I think that's an immature thing that I do. Also, an immature thing I do is when I smoke too much pot. Mm. And I hear car doors.
Oh.
I still go peek out the blinds like it's the cops or my parents, you know? It's like I'm just paranoid that somebody's going to come knock on the door. And then that person is going to know that I'm high.
Isn't it funny that like a few generations from now, nobody will know what that feels like because they didn't have to hide it? That's rude. You guys. You guys need juvenile paranoia, you guys.
It's a healthy fear that makes you survive in life.
Oh my God, I agree.
That's a really good one. Did you find a good one?
I did just find another one, but you go first. I have two in a row
okay.
that I'm excited about.
I feel like I can answer yours and you can answer mine for this, but Miss Jessica Mack asks, where's your happy place?
Ooh.
Do you want to answer for me and I answer for you?
Yours is in a hammock.
True. Fact. Yours is in nature, maybe forest bathing or in the complete calm of your house when no one's here in the backyard in your garden.
Very true. And we're both at peace at the coast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We both have a shared happy place.
Oh, yeah. If you had a garden at the coast.
Oh, my God.
I feel like that's a lot of atmospheric battles for your growth. But
I'm into
calm, salty air in the morning. And then if I had a hammock next to anybody.
When we were at the coast and you got to chill and I went for a hike, Deborah Jones.
Yes.
Asked, what is the most terrible prank you've played on your family?
The ultimate four-way prank battle of the Rose Avenue residency. Because that's what I'm thinking of.
I'm thinking of the Adam one. The prank that was long-term that we thought just went away and then it didn't was when we told Adam that he was adopted.
Oh.
And he believed us. We told him we found him at a park. Oh my God. I'll never forget it as long as I live. He, at the dinner table, like months down the line, looked at our parents and said, I just want to thank you guys for loving me like a real son. And we darted up to our room so fast. And Dad was like, get down here, you're grounded. He was like, it's okay. They said you would say that. It's all right.
We covered all of our
different.
We don't just prank.
No, it's like a long
story.
We're very good
story. If they tell you that we're fucking with you, they're lying.
Right. They're just trying to protect you. We're just trying to be honest with you, and they're just trying to protect your feelings. We were dicks at a young age, and then we were like, oh, that's funny. We moved on with our lives, and he internalized it for a while. It didn't damage him forever. That washed over. We had to tell him that we were lying, and he was really mad. And then his very good, hearty, natural mistrust of his siblings finally kicked in at that point, because he was very trusting up until then.
Yeah, we broke him.
Which is fine, because I think it helped him for the real world a little bit, but yeah, that was a rough one.
Sorry,
found
Adam.
You by a rock at the park.
Love you,
at
brother.
My ninth birthday, we begged to keep you because you were so cute.
We wanted call him you. Cute.
We were like, we love you. It's fine. We chose great. You. Yeah, you're the special kid. That's why mom likes you more, because we chose you. Like, she had us, whatever. But like, we got to keep you. Like, what a dick move.
You're awful. I was just thinking about when all four of Adam just involved himself. He wasn't even involved because it was really the second floor vendetta of all time.
All three older kids. Yeah.
It was one of our best pranks that went very wrong. So we like to team up with each other. The way I recall it was Shannon needed the shower.
Oh.
Waylon wouldn't get out of the shower. So violence ensued.
Oh, yeah.
Move past that. Showered boy is just pissed off. The following day, we like squashed that because dad got involved, and you never want to get dad involved.
No, all things end when dad got involved. So,
yes. Yeah. And the following day, when he got back in the shower, we turned his room upside down and backwards. So all the posters on his wall were just the white side with tacks.
So harmless.
His bed was like
upside down.
Like not like short sheeted, but yeah, like we just pulled the covers down and threw the pillows on the opposite side. We turned his TV to face the wall. I thought it was really funny.
I thought it was funny too. We faced all his shoes to the wall.
Yeah. We like, turned all his Pez dispensers around.
You know, when you have your shoes facing a thing, so you could just get him on there real easy, because he was a skater boy and he had all his like step-in shoes.
Yeah.
Turn him around. So he had to physically turn him around to fit his own shoes.
But here's the thing. He yelled to our dad and went downstairs, and like our dad was working on something in the garage, as he often did. Yeah. So my brother had to go down there and like convince him to come up and be like, you wouldn't fucking believe. Well, what took us like a half an hour of him showering to turn around took us about 4 seconds to reverse. Oh, and we reversed everything back the way it was and just went in our rooms and like got books or like turned on music. Totally acted like we didn't do anything, which infuriated him more because we had to bring dad upstairs. Dad got to look at his room and go be like, why the fuck?
The fuck?
Yeah. Well, whatever it was, leave him alone. Like, he knew we were up to something because we were suddenly being like really,
really
good
quiet.
People in our own
and being
rooms.
Nice. If he opens my door to my room without knocking, like I had any privacy, whatever. Teenagers, you don't deserve privacy. But he would normally knock and be like, hey, Shin, like dad.
Yeah.
But instead of like open my door, I would have been disgruntled asshole teenager. But instead, I've got a book and I'm like,
what do you need,
up?
Father? Whatever could I do for you, Papa?
I'm folding your laundry. I have your socks ready.
Heavens to Betsy, what's wrong?
Like, yeah, right. Fucking yeah, right.
So we pranked each other hardcore, but that turned into toothpaste in Shannon's bed when she was in the shower.
So fucking mad.
And I had this like little special thing of crystals when I moved away. It was like those sock drawer crystals that you get in like a pouch as a fucking poem or something on it.
They're like little shiny rocks.
Yeah, they're like little shiny vanilla bean scented crystals that I had in this special little dish from my friend when I moved from town. And my brother dumped them all over the carpet. And wouldn't you know it, if I wasn't like a freshman in high school acting like a meth head on the ground, like, my sparkles! I like gathered them up and sifted them and like pulled hair from it. Was like
that carpet was like 80s carpet too. It wasn't short
carpet.
It
was high pile oatmeal colored bullshit. And it ate up my crystals.
Oh my God. The toothpaste under the pillow is the worst prank.
Toothpaste in the sheets. Toothpaste anywhere. You get into something cozy and you're covered in goo all of a sudden.
I was clean and I climbed into my bed to go to sleep, put my hands under my pillow because I'm a stomach sleeper. And I went to put my face on the pillow, my hands underneath it, and
that's super gross.
Awful.
I hope you guys are enjoying these answers.
This is fun.
We're kind of just like memory laning.
This is what we do to our guests. So this is actually kind of perfect. Doing that thing that we do to people where they're like, oh, I haven't thought about that in so long. Mm-hmm. I haven't thought about pranks in so long, like old house pranks.
Thanks, Debs.
That was a good one.
I feel like this goes with it well.
Okay.
Chelsea, aka our guest last episode,
Chelsea Makes.
See her on Making It, you guys. But she asks us, what weird childhood memory makes you think, was our family normal?
I love this question because
it's like she knows us.
Because it's that thing of, oh, we always did this thing till I went to someone else's house. Or this is what happened to me. I had guests over as a 20-year-old and I put out a dish of black olives straight from the can.
A little bit of juice in it.
Probably a little bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Keep them and moist.
Just, you know, straight up pitted black olives and put it on the table while I was like getting snacks or whatever. And people were like, oh, that's a great idea. And I was like, did your family never do that? And they're like, no. And I was like, literally every meal at Graham's house, especially, bowl of olives on the table. Yeah. I thought everybody did that. Those like
black canned olives. We ate them a lot.
Well, those hors d'oeuvres for poor people because I'm into it. Like, I love it. I'll fucking eat a half a can of black olives. Totally thought that was normal. Mm-hmm. Or commonplace.
You know what that traveled into for me? What? Was in my 20s when I made friends with a bartender. I'd be like, can I get some olives? And they usually give me like a shot glass full of olives. And that was great. Ooh. And then I noticed when I went to town and visited our little brother.
Mm. Oh.
He at the bar waved down the waitress and asked her for some snacks. Can I get some of those snacks? And he goes, oh, they give me snacks here. And what were the snacks when she brought them over, if not the things that people put in a Bloody Mary, mm-hmm. just in a bowl that he could eat, including olives.
Yeah.
And like some baby celery. Carrots. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. yeah, it was very strange some to me that I was
peppers.
Like,
yeah.
maybe our family, we just yeah. needed some olives. In our
pickled
life.
Snacks. Graham conditioned us from tiny age. I think that that was it. We're all just very used to having some kind of brined good before we do anything.
Yeah. I have another question from Chelsea that I think we should just pile on.
Double it up.
She's the whipped cream on my Sunday that Chelsea makes.
I fucking love her.
She says, who is your dream guest?
Oh my God.
On the pod?
Mike Tyson.
Oh. I knew it. I was going to say it's Mike Tyson. Dream guest.
Now it's like pie in the sky. So the funny. Pod. It's super funny.
Is it funny or is it your own personal joke with yourself?
That. It's that. 100%. But no, okay. Aside from the hilarity that is the idea that that would be, it's just never going to happen, you guys. It's mm-hmm. fine. Stop messaging me. It's not going to happen.
It might happen.
At Mike Tyson. Anyway, who would be yours? Because I have some other ones too that I'm kind of excited that... Maybe we've asked and maybe we're waiting for them to like see no our messages. Spoiler. No, but like, wouldn't it be cool if
I really, really want Jason Momoa would be a great hit just for my own personal brand of saying he said my name from his mouth.
There'd be a whole reel that Bonnie would just secretly edit where he says Bonnie. No. Oh, God. It would just be a loop of him saying her name like all the times and she'd just splice them all together. So yeah. It's just the Bonnie room.
No, I'm super creepy about it.
No, that's a good one.
I really lately have just been thinking a lot about a particular person being on her podcast. It's like when it clicks, it clicks. So I'm like fond of this person. I enjoy their music a lot. Their personality is super fun. And it's where my brain starts going. I wonder what they were like as a kid. I wonder how.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Is it Lizzo?
No. No.
Is it Kesha?
No. It's a male.
It's Jason Mraz.
No, I know. I'm not a fan of Jason
Mraz. I know you're not. That's why I said
Listen, it's because that one summer I went to four weddings in a row and everyone had the same fucking song for their walkout song. It just made me sad. But now I'm wedding planning and going, what fucking song do we want? Do we need a song? Can it just be like the Warner Brothers or Animaniacs? Like, just get us out of there.
Yeah.
Zoom, zoom.
I like that.
I don't know.
Okay, who's your mystery guest?
Skylar Astin.
Yes.
I think he's so fun.
How fucking fun.
He just came out with a new single during the summer and then dropped another new single just the other day.
Busy.
They're all like I Just Love You So Much songs, which is perfect for my wedding planning vibe because like I love the moments where I'm putting on a song and feeling like I'm in eighth grade and like just like listening to a song about the concept of love makes me feel really happy, which is rare because I'm not
about mushy songs too.
If they get too mushy, I'm like, oh, is this your like feelings? I get like weirded out.
You needed to do a ballad to meet your quota.
Yeah. I can't. I get weird. In those moments, I just want to turn on like 2002 Screamo.
Oh, yeah.
And just like
feel the feelings.
Scream to myself. But Skylar Astin's really fun.
So he does that. He gives you that vibe. That's kind of cute.
He gives me the super fun vibe. And I think it's because I fucking started following him on TikTok and he keeps it so real.
He's super cute.
He just seems super approachable as a human. Mm-hmm. And like his whole family's really cute. And when he puts out new singles about love, he like will make little videos and it's like his kids. Like he's singing this love song about his children. And I'm like, oh, that's even more adorable. I feel like he's just super wholesome. For those of you who don't know who I'm referring to.
Sorry.
I feel like most of you would probably know him from him being the love interest on Pitch Perfect. And he's so an amazing singer.
Dude, yeah. He would be a great guest. That's
he's
a good
so
pick.
Fun.
I was going to say Reese Witherspoon. You picked a much more logical
But
reach.
Isn't it? Is it stupid of me to feel like he is obtainable? Because that's where my brain's at. Is like
No, because he seems nice.
Yeah.
Like he might want to? Question mark?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, like, cool. He may be super busy, but I feel like...
Let's manifest it.
You guys, if any of you know Skylar Astin...
Like,
and,
just put it a good word.
Yeah. Just let him know... That we're like
we're not Pitch Perfect, but we'd really like him on the show.
We are not.
We are. My son.
However,
is,
I feel like he would be like a fun little Weeble, like as a child, little Weeble Wobble kid. I feel like he's got some fucking stories.
Yeah.
I feel like he's super entertaining.
I want to talk to him about what he's.
I want to pick his brain a little bit.
Yeah,
and I kind of want to do the thing like pick his brain almost as a what's something you did as a child that you see in your children that you recognize because he's like
okay, that's
cool, dad. You know, and I wonder if he sees them do shit and goes, oh, God, I did that.
Yeah, because you do that. And you're like, oh, no,
it's very weird. Right. Or like Barack Obama.
Of course.
I think Barack would. I feel like he would have fun with us in a way that like
so
he would
Bonnie,
be in on the joke. Oh, are you
the
doing
question
a Barack
that you asked me was very important. And I've got an answer for you. I will think about that answer and I will get back to you shortly.
That was actually pretty
Thank
good.
Thank you very much. Barack Obama's in the building. I appreciate it.
That was actually really good.
Don't ask
for a white woman.
He was here. What are you
talking
about?
Have you been practicing?
I used to do silly voices to myself. I'm pretty okay at Barack Obama.
I'm
embarrassed that I did that. So let's
just found out, you guys. I'm related to her. See her all the time. She's one of my best friends.
I do a really good Doofenshmirtz, too.
What's
my
a
range?
Doofenshmirtz?
It's the guy from the show.
Oh, my God.
With Phineas and Ferb. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You guys.
I know.
She's
Listen.
Missing
I
out.
I can't tell that I have a microphone.
What's
Stop
the opposite
like
of
that.
Passive income?
I don't know.
Aggressive voiceover.
Aggressive deficit of income? Because that's what I have.
You aggressively don't make money from this talent.
From these are horrible non-talents. Oh, my God. Okay. So voiceover work should be in my secret future, if anybody's looking.
I like that.
I don't want anybody to know that I do these things because I blush horribly. So it would have to be voice acting only. That would be great. Here's an easy one. What is your shoe size?
I'm like embarrassed to say.
Why? We have the same shoe size.
Almost because like we're giant people. And, like, we have really big feet.
Sure.
Lots but, like, people, average big.
I think.
Right. You had smaller feet than me my whole life, and then you had a baby, and now we have the same size shoe.
And then I had to give away all my cute shoes because they didn't fit anymore.
I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
I've been here my whole life.
I'm sorry for like, your gain.
If I had a child, would I have?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Gunboats?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mother, mm-hmm. Father.
Okay. I know.
We wear size 10.
10.
Thank you We're for 10. Asking.
We're 10.
We're
guys.
10. For any of you shoe people out in the world that are looking to send us shoes to model on our gargoyle feet.
I don't have gargoyle. You make it sound hideous. Our beautiful 10s, because we're just anatomically accurate with foot size to height ratio.
Yeah, we have like okay looking feet.
I think they're all right. I think people would pay for photos of our feet.
Where do we find them?
And
how can they send us shoes?
I like that. They could send shoes to my house and then... All the fancy shoes would go to you and all like the very granola shoes would
what?
Go to me.
What? I don't wear fancy shoes. Here's what I want out of a shoe, you guys.
Comfort,
I want...
arch support?
No. Flat pointy boots of all makes.
Damn, Gina.
That are like the slouchy under the knee or mid calf.
Elf shoes. I have Zelda boots, guys.
I'm a giant human with like just smaller calves.
Cute, skinny ankles and calves.
You're so
No, I'm so jealous of your ankles. I always have been. It's
so
not okay.
Sometimes they make the boots like real big.
Right.
And then they're like weird. But I have this pair of shoes that I'm still wishing I had. And they are burgundy, faux suede, flannel lined, fold over with a little buckle, little brass buckle.
I remember.
But they were maroon and they had like the tiniest little tiny heel. But they're mostly flat. And I wore them all the time because they matched my hair. And you could literally wear anything in between. Put on a dress, put on those shoes, you match somehow. Put
it's
on pants, tuck
point.
Them in, put on a sweater, doesn't matter. Hair and shoes match, good to go. I think about them all the time.
See, we are very different because my boots barely see the light of day. They are all brown.
I wear boots year round till it's so hot that I have to take off my summer booties.
She suffers in summer shoes, guys. But I would live in Birkenstocks year round. Or I like a good pair of Chucks. I'm pretty predictable. I like the Chef Vans from Hedley and Bennett because they're very cute. They have a thicker insole.
Hear anyway, that, guys?
Shoes.
Hear that?
Are the
Hear
shit.
That perfect commercial we didn't even plan for you.
Oh my God.
Size 10 shoes. That's US 10.
41 because I had my shoe birthday last year, remember?
You did.
Everybody got me shoes for my birthday. And it was really amazing.
It was funny. And if you don't know what she's talking about, you pick your Euro size.
Right. It's 41.
And that's your shoe birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't know your Euro size, normally, typically, it will be on the inside of, let me pick up my my Nike slip. My Euro size is 42.
No. Is that a 10 or an 11, though?
A 10.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. My shoe birthday. Didn't know it was a thing until Shannon was like, hey.
I think I invented it, actually.
It's my shoe
It's pretty great. Works for me, man.
Hey, Shannon.
Hey, what?
The people need to know.
Okay.
What is your favorite animal and why?
A turtle. Because when I was younger, I always wanted to possess a turtle because...
Possess it possess with it. Magic.
Yeah. No. I wanted to have a turtle because in theory, it couldn't run away.
They're very fast.
They're very fast. So we had a lot of cats and a lot of cats that ran away when we were little kids. But I got a turtle.
Yeah.
I saved up allowance, bought a turtle. His name was Scooter. I rescued him
you
technically.
You talk about Scooter a lot
I
on this podcast.
Love
People
Scooter.
Should know of him.
Okay. Yeah. Here's the history of Scooter, guys. Real quick. I'll give it real fast. Scooter was a really cute box turtle. He had a little chunk taken out of the front of his shell.
Mm-hmm.
He was at the pet store. Nobody would buy him. Turns out, this college kid left his turtle at home with his parents when he went off to college, and his parents had him until they were very old people, and they had this turtle for a long time because they can live to be 100, you guys. They absentmindedly let it wander around and forgot about it. This turtle, A, got hit by a lawnmower at one point. Then it got into the pool and got stuck in the pool filter and lived through all this stuff happily. And they finally were like, well, we can't care for this turtle in the appropriate fashion. So they gave it to a pet store. Along comes me with my wad of allowance money. This turtle is the best. He's so cute. He came up to the front. He was so excited to be alive. And I was like, give me that weird turtle with the chunk out of its shell. Perfect for me. Took Scooter home, happy as hell. And I let him run around the house. And it turns out they're very fast. And he used to go down the stairs. If you dropped a porcelain bowl down the stairs and then it spun at the bottom, that happened numerous times. He made it out the back door one time, was gone for like 2 weeks, came on back. Yeah, turtles run away, guys. So that's a life lesson. I love that thing. It was great. I like turtles. Yeah, but that's why. Because I thought they couldn't run away.
I don't think I have a favorite animal anymore. Well, I like all the
animals. What was your favorite childhood animal? You went through phases.
Ugh, I don't even want to talk about it.
You do want a sugar glider, though, and I keep sending you videos of them on. Oh, no, not anymore?
No.
Not like in real life, just the
idea. Joe wants a sugar glider. Oh. I want a pygmy hedgehog.
That's right, my bad.
I want a little hedgehog so I can feed him fat-ass snacks and take pictures of his fat-ass self in tiny little fucking miniature places and make him just, like, so cute. Like a little American obese prickle friend.
Can I get you little goggles for him?
Yes. Oh, I also want a tiny thing that looks like a fox. Anything that looks like a miniature fox so I can name him Calcifer Pendragon. If you guys know who Calcifer is, Howl's Moving Castle. He is the flame that is voiced by Billy Crystal. We've also talked about this on the podcast before. Calcifer is the greatest name of all time. And something that looked like fire. I have a question from Laura.
Yes.
Hi, Laura. Did you guys ever pretend to be the other sister on the phone to mess with your sister's friends or boyfriends when you were younger? I mean, your voices sound pretty similar.
I never did this to you. Did you ever do this to me? Because I never knew.
I have a really bad memory. I'm sure I...
the memory card. I'm sure card. I
tried to...
Perfect timing.
conveniently located right here.
That would have been easy to do. I think we sound more like now, though, than we did as kids.
Yeah, I don't think we sounded super similar as children. Again, I'm Bonnie.
I'm Shannon.
Yeah, I don't think we sound that much alike. Though, I did as an adult, I did prank her husband. Shannon has, like, she calls it her mom dead now. It used to be my bedroom that I rented. Bonnie's the room. Bottom floor of her house had a fireplace. Like, I set it up. It looked very castle-like.
It was pretty dope in here, yeah.
Very cool. But that meant... that I lived in her house. And so on occasion, I would come around the corner talking to her husband and just say crazy things. And then I'd come around the corner and it would be me. And he was like, oh my God, you scared the shit out of me.
I love it. So that was fun for both of us because then I would hear about it later from one or both. And I would just chuckle because I'm like, that serves you right.
That's hilarious. But as children, I don't think I pretended to be her to anyone because I was younger than you. I don't think our voices leveled out until...
I don't think so. Also, like, I feel like our friend groups would have known the difference.
Our friends knew both of us. It was always the take your sister with you mentality for my parents. So I was always around. I don't have that sort of foresight to plan.
There was no planned manipulation on that kind of shit.
No, because if a boyfriend had called, I would have answered the phone like, hello? Hold on.
Shannon.
And it wouldn't even, I wouldn't have been like, hey, babe. I wouldn't have known how to talk to a boyfriend. That's true. It was too innocent to fuck with it.
You know what? That actually just made me think that we weren't really all that like manipulative, mind gamey to each other. It was really pretty wholesome shit. Because like some sisters do that shit to each other and we never really did that stuff.
As adults, you've had to call someplace for me because I didn't want to call them and you pretended to be different.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
But that was just you like being a big sister.
Being assertive. It wasn't
a voice thing.
No.
Yeah.
That's a good question, though, because I do know friends that would have done that to each other, but they're also closer in age.
I think it would have dawned on us more if we were like twins, then we would have been like, what fuckery can we get into?
That's true. Alex, also interview guest. Amazing.
He is from completely arbitrary.
Yep.
He's amazing. Alex Croson. Hi. Thank you for sending us a question.
This is a good one too. You guys have a podcast together, but do you have any dream podcast you'd like to make individually?
Yes.
Oh.
Just kidding.
Oh.
No.
I was like, no. I didn't. She has a side project, you guys. No, oh my God.
And Alex said that he would love to do a 90s nostalgia board game podcast because that's what we talked about.
That'd be so fucking fun.
During their episode.
I think we spitball a lot of things.
A lot of ideas that just come to us in the moment. And then as soon as we're done, we forget a lot of them.
Or we're like, that sounds like a lot of work. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. And I'm going to be honest. Can I speak my truth?
Oh, yeah. I have something too in my brain. So you go first.
Okay. My truth is I never planned to have a podcast. I never planned. I'm not in broadcasting. I don't do radio. I never planned on editing. Mm-hmm. I never planned on having a podcast. I just was working for a podcast and somehow this is happening today.
Right.
We're on like what episode? 56. So you guys, we didn't plan this. This wasn't our future.
Lifelong dream.
We have dreams other than this podcast currently.
Like, we do like 10,000 things other than this podcast. So this is like in addition to.
I feel like this podcast is like our church. It's sort of our regular thing we do, but like
Excellent answer. It's bi-weekly.
So it's like no presh. It's fun. We like connecting with people and then putting out something that we think is like pretty fun and funny.
Agreed.
And we really enjoy doing it. And
it's not our job.
No, though. It's not our job. And it hasn't made me go, ooh, let me add more to my plate.
Yeah.
Which is kind of silly.
No, that's not silly. You do all the editing. I'm not surprised that this is your answer.
Because yeah, I don't have enough energy left over after this podcast in life to like want to do another one. And I think what Alex's question is not like, do you have time and energy for another podcast?
No,
I think
but
what
that's
he meant was your brains are crazy. What else could you do? Right. And I think as far as our interests go, I think it would be really fun to have like a, everything for me is so nostalgic. We live in nostalgia. So it's hard for me to pick something that doesn't feel nostalgic. I feel like it'd be fun to have like, I'm a diabetic. Mike Natter, don't be mad at me. It'd be fun to have like a candy podcast where you sit around with friends and like eat candies and talk about
like first tries,
candies and memories.
I know you're really I do miss first tries. That's the one thing about if you're new and you've only listened to remote episodes.
We started off doing snacks tries.
And I miss it desperately.
It's fun. It's weird.
We'll do it
it's,
again someday.
It's funny because she and I both hate audible mastication.
And a lot of people do. So maybe we'll only do it every once in a while when we go back to it.
Like, yeah, we hate it. So we're like, let's do this just to strangers.
Right.
That are tuning. We're assholes. But I think a candy podcast would be really fun.
I know my strengths and my weaknesses. If I had to be the one that was editing this every week, we would have been done 6 months into this podcast.
Oh, you think so?
Because I've never done it. So I'm assuming I will be bad at it. So that's fun. You're actually better at the fine tune of all that stuff. That is your wheelhouse, even though I know you have sometimes a love-hate relationship with it, which I respect and appreciate. The fact that I could walk away after our episode and then my main responsibility is proof listening to make sure we don't sound insane after you've listened to us too many times to know if we sound insane. If I was going to do another podcast, and actually I've kicked around an idea with another podcast friend of ours.
Oh, fuck off. You're leaving me to do another show with someone else.
How rude. I've already told you about this.
No, I don't see. I don't remember.
Your memory is so bad.
Goldfish coming in for an explanation.
And I don't want to spoil it, but it's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So
it has to do with food.
Yeah. So the food podcast thing. I would still just be a co-host. I would never do anything on my own. There is nothing about my personality that is so intriguing that
that's
me
true.
Alone, you bitch, that me alone would be so enticing that I would just like skyrocket in the ratings and that's my job.
There's not
a prayer that I could be a host of a thing like that. I have admiration for people who are that fascinating. I have no delusion or arrogance to think that I alone am that fascinating. That's not a thing.
And she's not being humble, you guys. We're still kind of flabbergasted that our previous Ask Us Anything, those episodes somehow are really popular.
Those are our highest listens.
And we've had incredible people
yeah.
on the podcast. You guys still come back and listen to us like talk about about ourselves.
And you ask us to do these.
Yeah.
Which feels so fucking weird. Okay. Yeah. This episode could really be us dwelling in the fact that we don't think we're shit. And that's really,
we're like, really, that's what just, we're saying. We're just tired, regular people like you, but we have weird things like in our past. Yeah. We're all just like you guys.
Oh my God. We're just people too.
Abby Wren.
Yes.
Also,
alumni
on the pod. Our guests are like our favorite people. And seriously. I just want to sidebar before I ask Abby's question.
Yes.
And point out that like anytime we post anything, it's very awe-inspiring to see the fact that like our first 10 likes are like two people we don't know and then like 8 guests.
I know.
So all different varieties.
I squeal every time. I'm like,
love our people so much. We just like put them in a little basket and we want to send them cards all the time and love all the time. And we all support each other. And it's every time we have a new guest on the podcast, it could be someone we barely know or someone we've known for a really long time. But it kind of all builds into this weird thing where I'm like, I feel like we have a really strong community.
Yeah,
and it's our, right. It's more than our listeners. Like you guys, we love our listeners. We see you. Our numbers are crazy good for being a really small podcast. The listener engagement, it's okay. But it's our guests that are the ones like commenting and liking our stuff and reposting it and being so supportive.
And giving us high fives.
Yes.
Oh, God.
It's so crazy. So if you guys like our guests, know that they're like part of our little heart village. Seriously. And come join us and join the conversation and join the groups and join all the things because it's really fun.
One of the things we do get asked a lot, actually, this just dawned on me this recently, somebody asked us, how do you choose your guests? How does someone get lucky enough to be on your show? And I sat there for a second. I was like, how do I even answer that?
They're not lucky enough. We're lucky enough.
We're lucky enough. The hard, fast rule we made when we created the idea of this podcast. We only interview people we respect and admire and enjoy. And we want to know more about what makes them who they are. Doesn't matter what they do as a job. Sometimes that's awesome. The worst they could say is no.
So Abby Wren asks,
yes,
what's your worst habits?
Ooh, plural. There's so many.
Listen, you don't have to put an S on. It's like, you know us so well. You understand. We have multiple bad habits. As the editor, I'd like to say we do interrupt each other a lot. We start bubbling over with information and that overlaps with excitement most of the time.
That's true. We're both long talkers too, so I think we jump in.
We jump in where we can get spots in. So as sisters, we tend to interrupt. You guys may not notice because apparently we sound a lot alike. Worst habit. I have a few. I don't work out and I totally should work out because it makes me feel really good when I do work out. It's a bad habit.
Right, but not working out.
That's the opposite. It's not a habit and that's bad. Shannon, I eat right before I go to bed.
Ooh.
I bite my nails.
That's the one I was thinking of for you.
I procrastinate.
I do that. My bad habit that I need to break is I've now started to cut my own hair.
Why is that a bad habit?
Because I'm not good at it.
I haven't let anyone cut my hair since I was 22 years old.
I know. And that's why I think I aspire to try to be more like you and like make it happen.
I've had the same haircut since I was 22 years old. No,
I didn't hear that that way, but I like that you packaged it different.
No, I grew it out. I cut it screamo and then I moved. I just grew it.
You know what? You're elder screamo. I like that.
Elder.
A geriatric screamo.
I like to call myself classic.
Vintage. Yeah. No, classic's younger than
classic
vintage.
Classic screamo.
Okay. I accidentally hoard things because I forget to put them where they're supposed to go. I hoard Amazon boxes because I just put them out of sight.
Yeah, you're a box hoarder. I treat my car like it's a phone.
Oh.
And here's how. You guys, you know how on your phones you're not supposed to charge it or leave it on the charger all the time? You're supposed to wait till your battery runs all the way out and then charge it, and it's better for the life of your battery. My brain feels that way about my gas tank.
I used to do this until I ran out of gas enough time and embarrassed myself so bad. My bad habit used to be I'd lock myself out of my car. I have the little key fobby thing.
Yeah.
This little car yells at me if my keys are in the ignition. And if they aren't in the ignition, they go in the purse. I think I retrained my brain. I think I successfully did it. Yeah. I locked my keys in my car so many times that AAA knew my name because they were like, is it the silver car?
Shan.
And I was like, yeah. And they're like, keys? I'm like, yeah, I could see them.
Now we're going to do the section of the show called This or That's because we can. Amanda asks, would you rather have visible gills for 6 months or only be able to poop out of your mouth for a year?
Obviously visible gills. Nobody wants a shit mouth.
Listen,
Amanda.
Amanda.
No poop mouth.
No one wants poop. in their mouth.
I could make my gills look hot. You don't have very much faith in me.
Oh my God, a little. You have so many good makeup palettes. I was just in your bathroom, right? Look at my eyes. Do you see what I did there?
Really good.
I stole your eyeshadow.
I'm a makeup hoarder and I wear very little makeup.
I know. And I pee a lot and use your eyeshadow.
I know.
So this color goes really well with what I'm wearing.
Right?
It's a good coppery color.
You
very nice.
On your gills?
I would fucking, this white under the eye that I did in the little corners there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like chunky in a way that's like mermaid scales already into it. I would just shimmer the shit out of them gills. And I might even, hear me out.
Wait for it.
Row of ring piercings.
Ooh, shit. Okay, I'm into this.
Yeah.
Now I want gills. All right.
Now, also, like, it's pretty cool.
I think gills would be dope. Be like, what happened? I don't know. What happened to you?
6 months, I just got gills. No worries.
Remember that time I had gills?
Yeah.
That's how we'd be.
And if I'm choosing, I wouldn't be, like, shocked
right.
that I had gills.
Be like, and gills.
All right. Say gills again.
Gills. Gills. Okay. I got hard ones for you.
I got hard ones for you.
Yes. Okay. Sims or Animal Crossing?
Sims.
Question mark.
There's more building capability within Sims. I've already maxed out on Animal Crossing, and at this point I'm just like doing chores when I look around and I'm like, I could be doing chores in real life.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm cleaning up my island. Why? Who's there? No one.
Okay.
But on Sims, I creepy download and install probably malware at this point, but my
Money's
Sims can twerk. My Sims are witches.
I have
like really good, amazing abilities that I can do in Sims. I like Sims, but I haven't played in forever.
Do it.
It's my treat to myself and I haven't earned it yet. I haven't played since January.
Self-care, bitch.
I know, wow, but I'll get lost in it for days. That's my problem is I'll forget to pee and eat because
after you
I'm
edit this
them.
Episode, you should play Sims.
A luxurious trip alone
or
having a picnic with specific people you love.
Oh. They both sound
luxurious
so
trip.
Nice.
And when I'm picturing luxury, I'm picturing like Mediterranean.
Oh, like way more than like what I would hope for.
Luxury. Like a spa.
like the
eat,
hotel
pray, love.
We went to in Palm Springs.
Oh, luxury.
That.
Yes, but with like a massage.
Okay.
And like a book on tape.
Okay. I love my people, but I can picnic with y'all another time. I need to go by myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Mommy needs some alone time.
Mommy needs weird pampering. That'd be so fun. Japanese Kit Kat. Or Japanese gummies?
Kit Kat.
Oh, I knew that.
I knew that.
Matcha,
was
matcha,
good.
Matcha.
Yeah. I love it so matcha. Time travel to the future or to the past?
Oh, it's so weird. Our questions are so similar, these last two. Ooh, to the future or to the past? Oh. Do I get to pick when?
Yeah.
Okay, then future.
And what are you looking for in the future?
I've got some shit I need to take care of.
Oh my God.
It's more fun than it sounded cryptic.
But. I was picturing you going forward in time to see what Aiden was like as an adult. So you could come back in
God,
time
you're
and
so
have
much
peace of mind as a mom.
I'm scared of that. So I wouldn't go there because then I'd come home super disappointed, I think. If it's just a blip and I get to hang out for a little bit, I'd go to the past. If I'm just staying for like a day.
Why is everything a day for you?
I don't know.
Why do you limit your
fleeting? Because I'm possible. Scared of commitment, okay? I don't know. Like something cool like... Maybe I go visit the Oregon Trail. See if people really are just dying from dysentery left and right. See if the game's accurate. I don't know.
What if That'd you brought fun. Them back COVID?
Oh, God. Okay. Next
We're
question.
We're vaccinated for everything, so just bring him back.
Go back to the Oregon Trail. By the time all the rest of us are born again, it'll just be, we'll have autoimmunes. It'll be fine. Okay.
Immunities. We'll have immunity.
We'll all be immune to COVID if I do it that way. That'd be great. This is the hardest one.
Okay.
Baby Aiden or Aiden right now?
Aw. That's not fair.
I know. Aiden's Bonnie's favorite human on the planet. So this
it is
the...
Shannon's son.
Yeah.
And my best friend.
She's his best friend too. It's so
well,
fucking
fuck.
Cute.
Now this is, yeah,
I know.
This is very
is hard.
Similar.
I know. He was such a cute fucking baby, you guys. And I'm not just saying that because I'm his mom. Real cute. Like cartoon cute.
Yeah. It was for a day.
Yeah.
I would go
day.
Back in time
mm-hmm.
to one particular moment.
Okay.
It was at your old house.
Okay.
And I used to go rock him to bed.
Aww.
That was my favorite routine, was rocking him to sleep.
Yeah.
And we had this one night, the moonlight just creeped in a crack across his little face.
Aww.
He was two. and could fit in my arms. And I did it for way longer than I probably should have. Like, no, it's great. His legs were like bent off the chair.
Yeah, he's at one point. So big.
It was my favorite thing. He like locked eyes with me in the little sliver of moonlight. And we had such a weird like alien moment where I was like, I would die for you. You know, it was like, that was my favorite thing in the world. So and I would go back in time just to be able to put him to sleep for the night, like rocking him to sleep. And I would just like stay in that chair all night and sleep.
That's the cutest ever.
But I love him so much right now. I wouldn't change being able to see him grow up.
No, it's just visit him.
But it's such a stark difference.
I know.
At every age, every video I see where we had recorded him being Silly Willy. Mm-hmm. And then I look back on, I would actually go back to the times too where I could swing him around. Like,
oh, by his legs?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I would swing him around like I was the creepy carnival ride.
Oh, it was anti-jungle gym. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it got to the point where he doesn't understand why we don't do that anymore. And he's almost as tall as me. Like,
he tried to climb on my back today and he said, get up. I was like, what? Why am I getting up? Piggyback ride. I was like, no, God, you're going to kill me.
You don't do that anymore.
So I told him, carry me. And he was just like, all right. He tried. I'm like, soon that's going
to
be our
soon
life.
Soon he's going to be able to piggyback ride.
Oh, it's
going to
be awesome. He'll just carry us from place to place.
Tit for tat, kid.
Like a sweet giant.
Grow up and move us.
Lift the couch. I need to vacuum.
I don't know. That's where I like it.
Oh, I love it.
Those are really good ones.
I know. I love that.
Let's give our listeners a compliment and give each other a compliment.
Okay, I like that.
So listeners and past guests, everyone who submitted questions, I have a compliment for you.
Okay.
Think you guys are real fucking weird.
Agreed.
And that's your compliment.
I like it.
Thank you for being weirdos and loving our weirdness and knowing that we're weird and we would answer your weird ass questions. Shannon.
Yeah. I don't have a Shannon thing down here. Yes.
Here's my compliment for you.
Okay.
I know you can get better at charging your devices.
I know.
You're
God
welcome.
Damn it. Was that really my compliment?
No. Oh, Shannon.
Yes.
I love you and you have very good skin.
Oh my God. I've been working on it. Thank you so much.
It's really beautiful.
Okay. Bonnie, my compliment for you.
Ooh.
You are sincerely the backbone of this fucking podcast. And if the people didn't know it already, legit, she does all the fucking editing. It's the hard work. Everybody should be commenting, thank you, Bonnie, for this episode.
I'm going to edit that out.
No, fuck I'm you. Just kidding. I'll be so mad if you do. I only do this shit, you guys. Not even 60-40. You do a great job and I appreciate you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My backbone's tired.
Your back's really fucking tired from carrying my fat ass this whole time.
All right. We love you guys. Thank you for listening. We will be back with regularly scheduled interview styles.
Mystery guests.
Hit us up online if you guys.
Yeah. Hang out. Do the thing.
Come hang out. Do all the things. And
talk to our guests. They're not scary.
No.
Comment on things. They'll comment back
to you. Yes. Yes. They love you. Comment at them. Join them. Yes. Follow them. Do all the things because our guests are freaking phenomenal.
Support them.
And thank you for supporting You Are That podcast. We really appreciate you guys. And
seriously.
Again, our little tribe of weirdos.
Yeah, this is so
we
fun.
See you guys.
We love it. You little lurkers. We see you over there.
We see you. We're watching you back.
Oh, I love it. All right. And typical fashion. I'm hungry. Are you hungry?
I'm fucking starving.
Okay. We're going to go eat food now.
Bye.
Are we on the Instagrams?
We're
and
on
the
gram. We are. We're waiting to pounce on Twitter and Instagram at No, You Are That.
Don't forget the no. You can also support us on Patreon if you wanted to with your doll hairs. What's the Patreon, Bon?
Patreon.com/ You Are That.
If you wanted to support us by putting a really cool shirt on your hot bod, I think we have merchandise. Bonnie, what's that one?
You Are That merch.com. You guys, we don't plan this shit.
We're just like this.
We're just hiding out waiting.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.